Johnny Dollar.
I love you.
Hello?
I said I love you.
Yeah.
That does not please you?
Oh, pleases me fine. Now, why don't you and I get together and we'll be able...
It would be nice.
Well, just name the time and the place and... Hey, wait a minute. Who are you?
Carmela Hocaris, Johnny.
Oh, well, let's get down to earth. Carmela?
Yes, Johnny.
Well, I... Well, usually when my phone rings this way on a Sunday night, well...
Oh, I know. You expect some dull insurance agent to be calling you.
Yeah.
With a dull insurance matter for you to worry about, no?
Yeah, that's usually the case.
But this one does not need to be dull.
You mean you have an insurance problem on your mind?
Of course. So maybe you will help me?
Well, just name the company, any company, and I'm on my way.
The Universal Adjustment Bureau. Would be interested.
So who cares if they're interested? Come on, Carmela, get to the point, huh?
Come see me, Johnny. Tell your friend, Pat McCracken at the Universal.
Yeah, sure. Tell him what?
That I called you. Will you, Johnny?
Are you kidding?
Goodbye.
Yeah, well, where can I... Hello? Hello? Huh?
Bailey, in the exciting adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
And now, Act One of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar.
Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the Home Office, Universal Adjustment Bureau, Hartford, Connecticut. Following is an account of expenses incurred during my investigation of the Latin Lovely matter. Expense account items 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, 50 cents for phone calls early Monday morning trying to reach Pat McCracken. Item 6, a dollar taxi fare to the offices of Universal Adjustment.
Oh, hi, Johnny. Top of the morning to you.
Yeah, where the Sam Hill have you been all morning, Pat?
All morning? Are you kidding? Look, the clock on this desk says exactly 9:02. For me, that's the crack of dawn. Now, what's bothering you?
Carmela.
Oh, Carmela Hocaris.
Yeah, only it's Hocaris.
Oh, well. Might have known she'd call you direct. I should have warned you, Johnny.
You know her, Pat?
She threatened to come down here and camp on my doorstep any minute.
Well, can you think of a nicer ornament to have around? If she's anything like she sounds on the phone.
Oh, she is, Johnny, yeah. That's why I should have suggested that Special Investigator Martha Mayberry Balderdale help her.
Balderdale? Uh-huh. Now, how could an old battle-axe like her know how to deal with a young, charming, beautiful...
Dancer like Carmela?
Dancer, is that what she is?
Yes, yes. Not very good, but she's just as beautiful and seductive as... No. Maybe I better stick old Lady Balderdale on.
All right, Pat. Quit the kidding and tell me what it's all about.
Who's kidding?
Well, where do I find Carmela? Her address.
No, you see? You're already emotionally involved with her. You haven't even met her.
Emotionally?
Client relationship in our business should be entirely objective, Johnny. How can I possibly expect you to look at Carmela's insurance problem with an unbiased...
Pat.
All she'd have to do is bat those lovely big brown eyes at you a couple of times.
Look, will you stop baiting me and tell me what this is all about?
Emotion. All right. I got involved with this little Latin lovely as a favor to the company that issued her the policy, Surety Mutual and Trust.
What kind of a policy?
Retirement. Pays her $50,000 when she's 45. Meantime, if she dies, her beneficiary gets the $50,000.
So what's the matter with it?
Well, like I told you, Johnny, she's a dancer. Nightclubs. Always has a partner. Some good young kid who can make up for her shortcomings. Only a different partner every month or so...
Well, what's that have to do with her insurance?
Well, she has the company name her partner as beneficiary.
Oh, I see. And if she keeps changing her policy...
Right. And by now it has so many riders attached to it, the company's running out of filing space. And what's more important, the cost of servicing this one lousy policy and the time that's been wasted on it. And the last time... Well, she's been so insistent, you'd think she was planning to die tomorrow.
Well, maybe she is. Why doesn't the company just stall on making some of these changes?
Oh, they've tried that. So what happens? She's on the phone every day, two or three times a day. Nobody has any peace. That's why they finally turned to me in desperation.
And you said you'd have me talk to her.
I did not. She asked for you.
Why? How'd she even know about me?
Oh, newspaper, some of the radio programs about the cases you've handled. Johnny, you're her idol. You're her dream boy.
Oh, yeah, sure. But what to do about this?
Well, you get her to settle with one beneficiary. Get her married, something like that, so her policy will stay set for a while. Yeah, married, even if you have to... Yeah. You?
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you don't. Not me.
Oh, no. It's a great idea. Johnny, her address is 624 East 47th Street, New York.
Now, you look,
just remember one thing. Universal Adjustment Bureau will not pay for your defense in a breach of promise suit, John. It's all the way or nothing.
Oh, yeah, sure. Call me up sometime when you have a case for me. Sucker. Me, that is. Because of item 7, 1940, plane fare and incidentals to New York City, taxi from the airport to 624 East 47th Street, a nice modern apartment building complete with uniform dormer.
Miss O'Carris?
That's right.
Can I have your name, sir?
Johnny Dollar.
Oh, yes, of course.
So, if you'll just give me your apartment number...
And may I see your credentials, please?
My credent? Oh, sure, why not? Here, take a good look.
Seems all right. Thank you, sir.
Now, look, she's expecting me.
I know, sir.
Then what's all this fuss about?
Hey, will you step into the lobby, please?
Oh, sure. Now, what's the number of her apartment?
One moment, please.
She is in, isn't she?
Yes, she is. I don't understand about answering the house phone, though.
You're certain that she's in?
Absolutely, sir. Why she doesn't answer?
Where's her apartment?
It's number 7 up the stairs.
Come on, show me the way.
Yes, sir. She only came in a few minutes ago.
And nobody else has called on her?
No, sir.
Were all those precautions of yours on her orders?
Yes, sir. She seemed to be fearful of something lately.
Fearful?
Right here, sir, number 7.
Miss O'Carris. Miss O'Carris. Carmela.
Listen.
Now what?
That sound inside. There must be somebody in.
You're pesky.
Well, yes, sir.
Come on, give it to me quick.
But unless you have some authority, Mr.
Dollar, I have all I need. Carmela.
Mr. Dollar. She's been killed.
No, she's alive, all right. But that's about all.
Act two of yours truly, Johnny Dollar, in a moment. And now, act two of yours truly, Johnny Dollar, and the Latin lovely matter.
Carmela Hocares, beautiful Latin American dancer who kept changing the beneficiary of her insurance policy to the point where the company was going crazy. Who demanded another change, this time almost desperately. We'd found her unconscious on the floor of her apartment. Bill, the doorman, discovered how her assailant had got in.
Through the service entrance into the kitchen, Mr. Dollar. He must have run away when he heard us at the door.
Any brandy, anything like that around here, Bill?
Yes, a little bar there in the corner.
Okay, I see it. Do you know a doctor you can call?
I have a list on my desk in the lobby.
Well, then go on down and call him.
Isn't this a matter for the police?
I'll worry about that. You get a doctor up here.
Yes, sir.
Carmela. Carmela. Carmela, here. See if you can drink this.
Oh, Johnny.
That's right. Come on now. Drink this. That's good. A little more now. Come on.
Oh, no. No. I'm all right now. Help me to the sofa.
Yeah, sure. Here now. There you are. Right, how's that?
Oh, thank you, Johnny Dollar.
Are you badly hurt? What happened?
He struck me.
Who?
He knocked on the back door. I thought it was Billy to deliver something. So I opened the door, and he struck me before I could... Oh, Johnny... It was terrible.
Well, who was he? Do you know?
No, darling. I am still so afraid. Hold me, please, in your arms.
Carmela, do you know who it was?
No.
It was then he heard you and Billy at the front door.
And you have no idea who it could have been?
Well, he was short and dark and the... Johnny.
Yeah?
The man who has been calling me. First from Mexico and then from here in New York. Threatening me.
Well, who?
I do not know, darling.
Threatening about what?
You have done it once too many, he would say. Now you will be sorry. And he would hang up.
Done what once too many or too often or whatever he meant?
I do not know, Johnny.
Well, I know darn well the insurance company would never carry things this far.
The insurance? Oh, Johnny. Johnny, you can't do it for me, can't you, darling?
Do what?
I only ask them to make a little change. But all they do is delay, delay.
Oh, now, look, we have more important things to think about now.
More important than the insurance? Oh, you do not understand. Please, my sweetheart. How can I work on this Armando?
First, we find out who attacked you and why.
Oh. Oh, Billy, darling.
The doctor says we'll be here in 15 to 20 minutes.
No, not the doctor. I love you, Billy, but you're a nice boy, but not the doctor.
Why not?
Because I am all right now.
You're sure about that, Carmela? Oh,
yes, I am all right.
You know, you recovered pretty fast. No marks on you.
What do you mean?
I wonder just how much of a beating you really took.
Johnny, my darling, my love. Surely you do not think...
No, I'm not sure what I think. Okay, Billy. Call off the doctor until I can find out what's what.
Why, thank you, my sweet. You do care about me. I love you.
Oh, yeah, sure. And, Billy boy, you stay here until I get back.
Yes, sir.
My Juanito, where are you going?
You know something, Carmela? I wish I knew. I know where I was going, all right, to 18th Precinct Police Headquarters, my old friend Randy Singer. If anybody could give me a rundown on Carmela and any of her contacts, he could. If Carmela's attacker left any fingerprints, his boys would find them. Cutting through the alley beside the apartment building, headquarters would only be a couple of blocks away. But all that alley was a mistake. I didn't see the man step out of the doorway behind me. But I did feel that old familiar poke in the small of my back.
No. Keep walking, senor. To the next doorway.
Right, now look, if you'll take that gun out of my back.
Walk.
What is this, a holdup?
No, in here.
Well?
I am Federico, senor Dollar.
Only for you. So what?
I could hear you from the back stairway of her apartment. So you would help her, eh?
Carmela? Maybe?
No. You will not, because I will kill you first.
Act three of yours truly, Johnny Dollar, in a moment. Act three of yours truly, Johnny Dollar, and the Latin Lovely Matter.
Me, I will kill you.
Do you mind telling me why?
I will kill you before I let you help that woman ruin my son.
Your son?
You are from the company for the insurance, are you not?
Yeah, that's right.
To make her the change in the policy, to change what you call the benefit, the...
Beneficiary, yes. That's what she's asked for.
But I will not let you.
Well, I haven't said I... Oh, look, put away that gun, will you?
No.
Okay, Chief.
What?
But be careful, this man is armed.
What do you call it? The policy?
Just a pretty nervous position. No! Give me that gun.
No, I...
All right. Now we're on even terms. Just who are you and what's this all about?
I'm Federico Gomez, the father of Armando.
And who's Armando?
Armando, my son. He would be the next fly in the web of the spider.
The what?
That woman, Carmela Jocares. It is my boy, my fine son, that she would make her victim like all the others.
Like all what others? Look, Mr. Gomez...
He is a dancer, my son. A fine dancer, the toast of all Mexico. And she would do with him what she did with the rest. Charm them, make love to them, bring them here to this city to dance with her. Unless I stop her.
Well, I fail to see anything particularly...
And like the others, my son would fall in love with her with all his heart, with all his soul, with all his mind.
Yeah, I'm sure,
and
but...
And she? Oh, of course, she would prove her love for him with all the big insurance benefit.
You mean that naming those lads in her insurance policy? Oh, now wait a minute.
You do not know what 50,000 of your American dollars can mean to a young man fresh in his, what you call, career.
Mr. Gomez.
Is it not true?
Well, yeah, it's a lot of dough to hold up in front of a young fellow, but there's a big difference between that much cash and just a promise of insurance money.
The eyes of a young man are easily blinded by this beautiful woman, amigo. She has blinded so many. They have danced with her and given her their money because they loved her.
All right.
But when she got their money, she was through with them. When they begged her to marry them, she spit on them. She turned them out. Pedro Fernandez, you know of him?
No, I'm afraid I don't.
Because of this woman, he killed himself. So it was with Jimenez, the son of my friend. But she will not do this to my son.
And you honestly think the mere fact of a big insurance policy...
Was it not true with Jimenez, with Pedro, with Angel, with all the rest? These were young men, amigo, like my son. Unwise to the world, unwise to a woman like this.
Suicide.
I will do anything to keep her from using that insurance to ruin my son. Senor.
The more I live in this world, the more amazed I am at some of the things that happen in it. Things that are implausible, impossible, but that sometimes do happen.
I can only beg of you. Humbly.
All right, look, Mr. Gomez, I'm keeping this gun. By rights, I ought to have you locked up for poking into my back for your attack on Carmela. But I... Where are you staying?
At the Hotel de Glen Arms.
I want you to go back there. Stay there until you hear from me.
You will help me, senor.
If you'll do as I say.
Gracias, senor. Gracias.
The scene with Carmela back in her apartment was not a pretty one. She not only admitted to having used the insurance, among other things, to further her shaky career at the expense of those young and better dancers, but was quite proud of the broken heart and broken mind she may have left behind. Until I tore into her, and believe me, I did.
Murder? Oh, no, Juanito.
Now, you look. If you didn't murder those two young kids, well, you might as well have plunged in the knife yourself. I don't know what laws, what legal action may be dragged in to make you pay for what you've done. But there are moral laws, too. Laws of decency.
But
I'll tell you this, Carmela. That from now on, the police of this town and of anywhere else you may go, believe me, they'll be gunning for you. And if anything like this ever happens again...
No, Johnny. Johnny, please. You must believe me. I did not think. I was thinking only about myself. I did not realize...
Well, it's high time you did. Your insurance? Oh, baby, that's going to be canceled. Unless you can think of someone far away from your career to leave your money to. Someone you can't hurt.
Oh, Johnny, I promised. Don't you see? Never before has anyone made me realize what I was doing. I have only had to think of myself.
By the time I left her, she was sobbing her heart out, promising that she'd spend the rest of her life making up for the things she'd done. And who knows? Maybe... Well, who knows? Expense account total, including incidentals and transportation back to Hartford. Johnny Dollar.
Pat McCracken, Johnny.
Oh, hi, Pat. Well, I just got around to finishing up my report and expense account on that Carmela Hocate's thing last week.
You can just forget the expense account part of it.
I got what?
Oh, for the life of me, I don't know how you did it.
What are you talking about?
The company just sent me a copy of the rider, Johnny, the last and final rider on her policy.
Oh?
Naming the new beneficiary, and absolutely, irrevocably, can never be changed again.
Whom did she name, Pat? Some old childhood...
Are you kidding? You!
What?
You sly dog.
Hello? Hello? Well, I'll be... Yours truly, Juanito Peso.
United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.